Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, head word wrangler and trail boss of OldWestDailyReader.com. Take a few minutes. Let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 39 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of September 19th through September 25th in the Great American Old West? September 19th, 1878. Doc Holliday is playing cards with cockeyed Frank Living and Bill Harris in Chuck Beeson's Long Branch Saloon in Dodge City, Kansas, when Texas Cowboys Toby Driscoll, Ed Morris, and others get the drop on Wyatt Earp outside. Doc retrieves his jewelry from the bar and goes to Wyatt's aid. Doc steps out the door and says, "Throw him up!" One soldier shot in the leg, one cowboy buffalo. Doc says, "What'll we do with him, Wyatt?" All were disarmed and off to jail. So legend has it, now it's disputed, but something happened that night. September 20th, 1932. The passing of Woboka Cutter, or Woodcutter, a.k.a. Jack Wilson, born 1856, on the Walker Reservation near Yerington, Nevada. He was the Northern Paiute religious leader who founded the Ghost Dance movement. He kept his faith in the movement even as it faded, continuing to practice as a shaman and selling such mystical items as eagle tail feathers. September 21st, 2004. Opening as part of the Smithsonian Institution, the National Museum of the American Indian on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., is dedicated to the life, language, literature, history, and arts of Native Americans of the Western Hemisphere. There are two other facilities, the George Gustav Hague Center, a permanent museum in New York City, and the Cultural Resources Center Research and Collections Facility in Suitland, Maryland. Foundations of the present collections were first assembled in the former Museum of American Indian in New York City. That was established in 1916, which became a part of the Smithsonian in 1990. September 22nd, 1897, Sheriff John Dunn takes in a few of the Wild Bunch, the Sundance Kid, Kid Curry, and Walt Putney near Lovina, Montana. September 23rd, 1897, according to plans laid earlier by community leaders at the Tivoli Saloon, the first Frontier Day in Cheyenne, Wyoming, was held, complete with starting cannon, ox teams, stagecoach robbery, vigilantes, rodeo events, a band, and a grand ball to round it all out. A success from the get-go, the annual event has become the granddaddy of them all, Cheyenne Frontier Days. September 23, 1919, Seth Bullock, age 70, died in Deadwood, South Dakota. As sheriff, 1873, of Lewis and Clark County, Montana, he once held off a lynch mob, which had driven off the official executioner with his shotgun, and pulled the trap himself to hang horse thief Clell Watson, who had wounded him during the arrest. In 1874, he met Medora, South Dakota Deputy Sheriff Theodore Roosevelt, and they became lifelong friends. Arriving in Deadwood, South Dakota, the day before Jack McCall murdered Wild Bill Hickok, Bullock soon found himself elected the Wild Community's first sheriff. During his tenure, he never had to kill a man. Shortly after taking the position in 1876, he informed Wyatt Earp, who appeared to be job hunting, that his services were not needed in Deadwood and that he should leave town. Wyatt went back to Dodge. Seth would later become a deputy U.S. Marshal in 1905 and served 9 years. Tip your hat. September 24th, 1860, Salt Lake City, Utah. The 10th Handcart Company, under the command of Captain Oscar A. Stoddard, arrived safely from Florence, Nebraska, after 81 days. There will be no more handcarts on the Mormon Trail. September 25th, 1933, the Tom Mix Ralston Straight Shooters radio show, 15 minutes long, debuted from New York City with Artel's Art Dixon as Tom and the Old Wrangler, played by Percy Hemus. There were numerous character changes and additions, a year-long hiatus beginning 1943, and the extension of the show to 30 minutes in 1949. The adventures from the TM Bar Ranch near Dobie, Texas, ended due to competition from television in 1950. Well, this is program 39 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by oldwiststeelreader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine Old Time background tunes are played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look in oldwestdailyreader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.